So the Torah tells us in one of the Aseres Adibros, right above me, number four, it should be, Zachar Eshom HaShabbos Lekadcho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, Chazal in different places, make a drasha from Zachar, Zachreo al Hayayin. How do we remember the Shabbos? By reciting Kiddush over a cup of wine and drinking the wine. So there are three aspects to Kiddush. There's reciting words, there's holding a cup of wine, and there's drinking from the cup of wine. So how much of Kiddush, so clearly it's a verse in the Bible, it's a pasuk in the Chumash, so the mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night is a mitzvah min haTorah, is a biblical commandment. In contrast to the Kiddush Shabbos morning, you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush with words alone. And making it over a cup of wine and drinking the wine is only a rabbinical commandment. It's only, there's door number one, there's door number two, and door number three. Only door number one is biblical, reciting the words. If you don't have a cup of wine, and if you don't drink it, you don't fulfill your rabbinical mitzvah, but you fulfill your biblical mitzvah. The second opinion in the Rishonim is door number one and door number two are biblical. The drush of Zachreel El Hayayin means I have to make Kiddush over a cup of wine. The third part about drinking it, that's only rabbinical. But in order to fulfill, so according to opinion number two, if you just recite the words and you don't have a cup of wine, you do not fulfill your biblical commandment. Because part of the biblical commandment is you need door number one and door number two. And the third opinion is you need door number one, two, and three. It's not enough to recite the words. It's not enough to be holding a cup of wine. You have to actually drink from the cup of wine as well. So that's a major dispute among the Rishonim and Achronim, how much of... All agree we have to do all three parts of the Kiddush. But whether you fulfill a biblical mitzvah or rabbinical mitzvah, the different aspects, that's a debate. And just in terms of the third aspect of drinking, so how much does one have to drink to fulfill the mitzvah? So because the Gemara says in Erevin, HaMevarech Sarech Sheyitam, the Gemara says in Erevin, the one who makes Kiddush has to be to one who drinks. So we assume generally it's Rov Revius. It's the major. If you assume that a Revius is 4 ounces, the different opinions, you have lower and higher, I'm just taking far to make it simple. So if you drink 2.1 ounce, you fulfill your mitzvah of drinking the requisite amount. It doesn't make a difference how big your cup is. It's not like Pesach where you have to drink the majority of your cup. On Kiddush, all you have to drink is a majority of, we'll call it 4 ounces, and therefore, so you have to drink. So there's the one who has to drink it. Does the one making Kiddush has to drink 2.1 ounces, or a little bit over 2.0, or could everyone in the crowd join in? You give out the shot glasses, and everyone chips in. So, l'chadchila, the preferable halach is that the one who makes Kiddush should drink the 2.1 ounces. Then he could do whatever he wants with the rest of the wine. If he can't, let's say whatever reason, there's only wine and he can't stand wine, he doesn't want it, he's sick, whatever the case may be. So plan B is to give it someone else in the crowd to drink 2.1 ounces. Number one is you drink it. If you can't do it, give someone else in the crowd who will drink the requisite amount. And choice number three is you give out the shot glasses as long as everyone at the table, if you drink a combined Rov Revius, so then you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush. So it's preferable you do it, but if not, someone else drinks the requisite amount. If not, Shtias Kulan Mistarfin. At the end of the day, everyone combined will help fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. So we said, so there are three parts. There's the reading, reciting the words, over holding a cup of wine and drinking from the cup of wine. So we paskin, so there are three opinions, whether all three are biblical or only the first two or only the first one. How do we paskin la halacha? Which opinion do we follow? So we paskin like the Rambam. We paskin like Maimonides that Kiddush bedvarim is min haTorah. The mitzvah min haTorah is words alone. And we assume making it over a cup of wine and drinking the cup of wine is only a rabbinical mitzvah, which leads the Magen Avraham to the following conclusion based on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say it, but based on the Rambam, the Magen Avraham says, if it's true that we paskin like the Rambam, that making Kiddush over wine, Kiddush is min haTorah with words, and wine is only the Rabbanan, if that's true, so what would come out? What would come out is that when you daven, doesn't have to be in shul, but if you're in shul Friday night, or if you're davening at home Friday night, when you make the bracha in the Friday night davening, Baruch atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, you fulfill your mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush. The Rambam just says if you recite Kiddush, you fulfill the mitzvah. The Magen Avraham takes it to the next step and says, if that is true, so then when we daven in shul or you daven at home and you daven Shemona Esrei, Leil Shabbos, Friday night, you fulfill your biblical commandment in shul. And when you go home, you're only obligated midrabanan. You're only obligated rabbinically when you get home. That's what the Magen Avraham writes, which potentially might lead to a problem. Because let's say someone at home did not daven Meyer. Well, it's only a problem if you're going to be making Kiddush for everybody else. If you go home, and let's say you're the only one who daven Meyer, and no one else at the table daven Meyer yet, and yes, we paskin Noshim Chayavos, Bekiddush Hayom Min HaTorah, women are obligated biblically, the same mitzvah Min HaTorah for women, they are Chayav in Kiddush, just as men. It's a time-oriented mitzvah. How come they're not exempt? Because it says the Aseret Dibros twice in the Torah. One in Parashas Yisro, and one in Parashas Ve'eschanan. And when it comes to the commandment of Shabbos, there's a big difference between the two, or a small difference, depending how you want to look at it. There's a difference, we'll call it. I'll leave you to decide big or small. What is the difference? In this week, you'll be reading on Shabbos, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos, like it says up here. But in Veschanan, what does it say? Shamar Yom HaShabbos, like we're going to say tomorrow night in L'chol Dodi. Zachar v'Shamar b'di Borecha. They were both given, but we have to write one in each. So we learned that since whoever is included, whoever has to keep Shabbos, is also obligated in making Kiddush. So since women have to keep, even though it's a time-oriented mitzvah, but since they're obligated in Shabbos, they have to keep the positive mitzvahs as well. So a woman is chayav. So the question is then, how could a husband go home and make Kiddush for his wife? Again, if his wife daven Ma'ariv, then it's no question. But if the wife did not daven, and he did, so it would seem like he's only obligated rabbinically, and she's obligated biblically. Which leads the No Debi Huda to write the Dagul Maravava that a woman should daven Ma'ariv. Even if she doesn't daven Ma'ariv all week long, she should daven Ma'ariv Friday night. So therefore, she fulfills the mitzvah min haTorah as well. And therefore, when the husband comes home, the both only obligated rabbinically, and it's not a problem. Well, some point out the woman, when they light candles, they say a couple of tachinos in the siddur. So therefore, when they say those trinas, the yotze. And lastly, there's the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says, what's the minute? What's the first thing when you come home Friday night? What do you say to one another? A guten Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, or whatever language you want to use. So the effort of Rabbi Akiva suggests, perhaps one fulfills your biblical mitzvah of Kiddush when you say good Shabbos, you're giving praise of Shabbos, and maybe that's enough of the derisa, so when you come home, everyone's on the same level. You have a question, or you're just standing room only? It depends on which skier you go by. Mine says 549.